last time. Last time I asked, the question is, Shiyam is the end of the meal. But that's a clear halacha, that a person must not do it. If a person decides to stop eating in the middle of the meal, if a person is in the middle of the bread meal and decides to stop eating, the Shomaros case action is. I've got my wish. Thank you very much. So the Machaber says like this. Gomasudosoi, person's finished eating. The Machaber goes to the screen and says, but not while you die, wash his hands. I'm a choinin. He can't eat or drink until he says, because I'm also mixing you bracha. Mr. Brewer says, I've got a vote. Who had him? I've been a goma bedato, so that he decides I'm not eating anymore. That is the end of the meal. Now, the Machaber brings a machlokes. That's why it was such a clear last time. The Machaber brings a machlokes. And he says, he says, Hamlon Vorach on the bench, it's a Hesel Das, Vorachsulo Lishtois. He may not drink. And this is universal. Right? He's a person in the middle of a meal, Moishi, and decides, I'm not having any more to drink. I'm not having any more to eat or drink. Drink, he certainly can't have. He's not allowed. That's the end of the meal. He can't, if he wants to have more drink, he's not making on a brocha. The question is about achila. What about eating? So some say that eating is the same as drinking. Just like by drinking, you've terminated it. Then who are dim with eating? Others say that eating is different. A person subconsciously doesn't stop eating. He said, I've finished eating, but deep down he knows I might as well carry on. There's a big machlo, because a macham is not machri actually what to do. It's a big problem what to do. So a person decides not to eat anymore. He's now got a problem. According to the one shit in the machava, eating is not termination, because subconsciously you might want to still might carry on. And according to others, eating is the same as drinking, and that by drinking you cut yourself off. The only way to have more is to make it broth. You're stuck. What to do? So what do you do, Rabbi Say? So either you hear a broth from someone else, that you can do, or I would say you can bench and then eat afterwards. Start again. Because it's not called broth in the street, because that's the only way to do it. That's what we said last time, yeah?
Sorry, I wasn't here last time. So it's the end of the meal with the Shir HaMaalos.
Oh, I'm coming on. So I'm taking that decide a friend not eating anymore. That's what in your mind. Is that not eat anymore? So we spoke about Shir HaMaalos last time, and we said that Shir HaMaalos, which is most possible, is not the end of the meal. You can still carry eating after Shir HaMaalos. My machroin is problematic. My machroin is a serious problem, actually, because my machroin, once you do my machroin, it passes you supposed to bed straight away. So that's a problem. You shouldn't eat or drink after that, yeah? That's what we said all the last time. But once you decide not to eat during the bread meal, then that is a serious problem. What else did we say? Who had someone says bring wine for benching? That could also be. It's all included in the same shayla. All this is problematic. What to do? Okay, that's
just like the
last
the mind
time.
Can make you
what?
Just like the mind can say I want to finish my meal. My mind can say I don't want to finish my meal. Why this one yes and this one no? It decided after no, I want to carry my meal. There's another menu coming in. I want to bring some ice cream.
I've come to a wine for a minute. Do I have to eat it myself? Let's see, eat it myself, and you okay, decide that I'm stopping.
And then
now, once you decide that, terminates the brocha. The broth is cut off.
Why
you can't revive it.
Why can't you do it? If you're in your mind and thinking, I want to finish my meal, and I don't want to finish my meal. Why?
Well, you haven't decided, you haven't decided.
I've decided I want to finish my meal. In your mind.
Yeah. So now, at that moment now, the broth finished.
Correct.
The broth is cut
10
off.
10 seconds later, you decided, no, I want something else. I've got something in the fridge I want to eat. It's a nice piece of cake or whatever.
Yeah.
Why can't you not undo it?
Because once the broth's terminated, you don't
know what to do. Because if the mind can do, why can't the mind undo? Why is that? This one better than that?
No, I hear what you're saying. I think it's right that because the mind can stop what you're going to do.
So why can't it reinstitute?
Because once it's broken, the only way to start off again is making it rock like that. That's the only way to make it revive it. Once you terminate in your meal, it's like you bench. You say, well, I'm doing my bench. I can't do that.
Yeah.
Once
but
you terminate
in mind. Well, I think it's the mind, you haven't bet. If you bench, I understand. But it's in the mind. The mind has decided that, oh no, I've forgotten I want something else to eat.
But once you decide that, the broth's cut off. Once I decide I'm not eating anymore, now my broth is cut off. So I can't revive it, I can't get it back on again. I must say, this matter that I told you about, Rabbi Yisai, only applies to a bread meal.
Yeah.
If you're having a snack, that's much worse. If you're having a snack, and you decide I'm not eating, then according to everyone, it's finished. Mm-hmm. So someone has an apple, for example, and then he says, right, that's it. I'm not having any more apples, too much. Then he says, you know what, another one. That is much worse. Then you're making broccoli to everyone.
Why? Why not?
Because there, your termination, a snack is much harder to carry on, revive it. When it comes to a bread meal, you can say subconsciously, I don't mind carrying on. But you're having a snack, you don't want to carry on, you're having a small thing. If someone has a bit of chocolate, for example, what is she eating? That chocolate?
Yeah.
Let's say someone has some chocolate and he has two or three pieces. Mm. That's no good. I'm eating much too much chocolate. That's it. I'm not having any more chocolate. Mm. 2 days later, you know what? One more piece is all right. Another piece. You're making a broth. Because that, the whole machlokas and the machab is in a bread meal. In a bread meal, then by drink, everyone holds it's finished once you terminated it. And by food is a machlokas, what to do. That's in a bread meal. In a snack, that's finished.
What's that finished?
Because a snack's much harder to revive it, to make it, what do you call it, it's much harder to do. So a snack is once you terminate it with a snack, that's it. Now, the topic to that is, when can I still eat even if I decide to stop? And that's a very similar to what you were talking about before. That's a very interesting halacha, actually.
In the 21st.
Let's talk about, first of all, someone who wants to sleep on the table.
Does it have to be 24 hours when you
have to stop eating?
Does it have to be the 24 hours when you have to stop eating?
What?
No, I'm talking about during the week. Does it have to be by the 24 hours when you have to stop
eating? We don't have machine.
Why do I have a machine?
I don't know.
No, it's not, I'm not sure why it's 24 hours. Here's an interesting shayla, actually. I thought someone told me, I don't know if someone had the shayla once, actually. Some people are matbid on Friday night eat a kazayas or pus at night. So it was in the height of summer, it was 10:30 at night, they finished eating Shabbos Friday night meal. So this person told me, Levi's, you should all bench, I'm going to wait 10 to 11 to get night. I waited. The next thing you knew, it was 2:30 in the morning. It was falling asleep at the table.
And the lights are out.
All right, yeah. Shiny was, what to do? Now, this is also a big matter, because falling asleep at the table, what happens? All different shitters. What's called that? That's explain what I mean. That's halacha shulchan aruch, so you can find halacha. In kufayin ches, it's evolved. Machab says, Adam shiyosha takes to nasi, the person falls asleep in the middle of his meal, even a bread meal, this is. Shinas alai leam hefsek. If it's a temporary sleep, it's not a hefsek. But shinas keva is.
What's the shinas?
That's the big question. That's the million dollar question. What is called a shinas arai? What's called shinas keva? This is a huge machlokes. Some say shinas arai means he didn't intend. His das wasn't intended to have a sleep. He didn't intend to have a sleep. So in my case over there, then he just dozed off the guy. And that's nothing. Even though he slept for a few hours.
Yeah.
That's number one. That's shinas number one. Others say it depends how deep the sleep was. If it's a deep sleep, that means you call him, he doesn't answer you back, he's fast, he's in a world of his own, and that's called a shinas keva. And others say that you lie down. If you lie down on a bed, that's the problem, you've got a short nap. So this all different shit is over here, what's called a shinas keva, what's called a shinas keva. It's problematic, what you're doing, what's going to happen. Right, sir? It's very hard to puzzle when you've got so many different shitters. But this person, I mean, I don't know how deep sleep he was, but he was sleeping sitting down, so it's not a proper sleep. He didn't intend to sleep the story. He's got two shits, it's not shits.
Even though you've got a couple of 72 minutes.
But that's what it 72 minutes is the minimum for a big meal, for a meal of a kazayas.
Yeah.
When you have a Shabbos meal, you're eating quite a lot more.
Right.
So your ikkun is much, much longer. Most people, when they wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, it's still quite full.
Yeah, oh, I see.
So you've got a problem though of what you call it. If you want to have some more bread, you have to wash with this down probably because you've done what you've done under the night. Come into this down with a broch, I don't know if you can do, but you have to wash again and then have some more bread, hamoitsi pashas are right still. And then you could bench, whatever you want. If you want to bench straight away, you could do that as well. That's a problem with shinas.
So you have to say, I'm not sure again, what did you say?
No, so I'm saying if it's not a shinas kema, if it's not a proper sleep, then you've not lost your bracha rishona, believe it or not. So it could be a few hours later, the guy's been asleep, dozed off at the table, and Lamaisi's not lost it. Because it's not a permanent sleep, it's not called a permanent sleep. So it's all different shitters, what's called, what do you call it? Some say he fell asleep, it's an arai, as I said to you. Some say it's a deep sleep, as others say. Hard to know, it's a lot, yeah, it's very hard to know.
Can you wake him up from the deep sleep?
What?
Can you know him up from the deep sleep?
It's
a good question. Are there other family members included to wake him up?
Probably, yeah. because he's got to give it as a Muslim. And the rice thing, you're going to get your foot, you're going to, you mean?
The rice, the rice.
But that's how long he sticks for. If he sticks for tomorrow morning, he's off the shit, we'll bench. I don't know how long he's going to sleep with this guy. If there's a danger he might sleep right for a whole night, he's going to miss a bench.
Either keep it off in order for him to eat the rice.
What?
Either keep it off in order for him to make it to be a chayav the rice. Better than Muslim.
Yeah, okay. It's you're meant to do it. That's what the mitzvah is.
If it was just because he didn't say...
It's also a mitzvah.
Yes, but I mean that it goes against Kibbutz to wake him up.
It's also for Ramon, we used to do. For Dami, it's a mitzvah, but the minion is not a raisa.
What do you mean?
Wake parents up for Dami.
What do you mean not for Dami?
Dami with a minion is not a raisa. If it is a beginning, it's a Ramon or whatever, it's a zoo, but you still wake them up to the The main thing I want to speak about is how can it be that I've decided not to eat anymore, but I still carry on eating, is what you said before, actually. That's a very remarkable halacha, actually, this. And that is halacha, to my friend, where it is, in Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Beis, Moshi. Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Beis. Me, it's just so much Shulchan Aruch, someone's eating by someone else. Even if he says, right, let's bench, the guy, the visitor comes there and says, right, he wants to run the show there. He says, you know, I think it's time to bench, it's getting late. I think we should bench now, he says. Very rude, but that's what he did. And the Baal says, sorry, we're going to carry on. Sorry, we're not benching yet. We've got a minion later, we're benching later. That's nothing. The Oiruch is not in charge. Means even though the Oiruch, the visitor, decided he wants to stop eating, well, comes here, he decides firmly, let's bench. And the Baal says, not. He is not, he doesn't follow the Barabbas, he doesn't follow himself. It's not a Hesek Adas, the Barabbas says we're going to bench. Why is the Macharim saying that an Oiruch, when he comes to someone's house, is dependent on the host? That means even if he says, I'm not eating anymore, he knows that the host might bring something else in. So therefore, he's never really firmly decided he's not eating. Therefore, drinks and food, everything he's having. If, however, he decides in his mind, I'm not having any more. I'm not having any more. That's tucker finished. Then it's tucker finished. But generally speaking, when a person goes to someone's house, he's turning on that person. He doesn't know what the person will bring. And therefore, the bracha that he's made, even though he thinks it's around, I'm not having any more, I'm going to bench, not having any more. Generally speaking, that's not called ending the meal. He's allowed to carry on eating.
Same with the husband and the wife.
Come to the husband and wife in a minute. The wife talking about visitor. The wife talking about someone who's so much of a chayim. He's clear that I'm not having any more than him. Generally speaking, that's right. This thing of eating at someone's house is love back in someone's house. Let's say someone treats me to a restaurant. He takes me to the restaurant and he says, Shlomo, the bill's on me. So he's paying for everything. So it's the same thing. But I'm dependent on him. So even if I've decided after the final course, after ice cream, right, that's it, I've really been asking him, I'll stop there. And he says, come straight back, there's another course I haven't given you before, I want to bring something else in. It's also okay. No problem. Because I'm turning on other people. You go to a simcha, any simcha you go to, you're turning on the other people, and therefore, even if you decide really that, I haven't firmly decided, you say, right, that's it, so I think it's finished the meal, that's nothing. It does not count as a siddur. Because the barabai, an oiruch, is normally dependent on the barabai.
Even if it's washed mama frayim or anything like that.
But that's like a firm decision. My nachlein is probably like a firm decision.
It doesn't have more coming, but it doesn't have more, another menu is coming, another dessert. Right?
I'm saying, if he so he didn't know you, he washed it, he thought it was right. Yes, that is best. If he decided firmly on hand,
if he decided firmly on hand,
that's another halacha. Could you could bypass that? The people necessity, you could bypass it. So in your case, that might be okay. Such a case, yeah. That is the halacha of an oirach. Yeah, anyone who's what you call it, someone else. Okay. Now your question over here is related to also as well. Let's say someone is eating at home just with his wife. Now he doesn't know what she's preparing on the menu. There also is the same halacha passing on to men. Not everyone holds like this, but many are going to take on the same thing. Someone's being served supper, his wife prepared something, he doesn't know what's on the menu. So in such a case, also the same halacha applies that he's dependent on her, and therefore whatever comes in is also included. Even though you say, oh, end of the meal, I've had my ice cream, that's it. So, oh no, I've got a special thing now, I make a special cake as well. Whatever it is, I made something special besides that. Not the normal, I've done something extra as well.
Yeah.
That will also help. All these things, if, what do you call it, that's okay. Yeah, halacha is not so clear about this halacha. Halacha is the prima godin. That could be only when you're, I don't know why it should be only when you're told that Sahir. The Chayyar, who I did, this would apply to children in someone's house as well, yeah? Someone's eating. I don't know what happens when a person, let's say, is eating himself. Let's say a person's having lunch by himself, but he's not decided what he's having. He hasn't decided what's in the fridge, see what's going on, have a look around, see what's going on. Could be also then he's not finished his meal until his mum decides what he's doing. No, I'm not sure. That could be the same thing about a person by himself, but he's not mum's decided what he's doing exactly. He's eating, he's going to see what's going on. He hasn't got a fixed menu. He's not got a fixed menu, don't have it. The other people know, they look around and say, let's see what's in the fridge, we'll see what's going on. So therefore, it could be he's not actually being Masalik himself. Yes, I'll say a husband and Prussian, they make so all probably the same thing. And therefore, all these cases are Prussians, all right. We spoke about my machroinim. The machroinim is a bit worse.
So what felt?
Yeah, I think it's probably about this one. This a cup of wine. It's also very common. When a person lifts up a cup of wine to bench, that's also quite a severe accident, because that is really the end, mummy's end of the meal. Person there, so there the chayyar have to make a new bracha if you want to. I don't think there's any wrong if the person wants to make a new bracha in such a case. So a person is mamish, let's say firmly decided, according to everyone, he's firmly decided he's not eating anymore. I'm telling you, it's the same chayyar. If a person firmly decided not eating anymore, yeah, by food, by solids, there's still a question that maybe he can carry on eating. It's a machlokas. So he's stuck what to do, yeah? The person says after one slice of bread, I'm not having any more bread. I've decided not to have any more bread. And finally stated, he changed his mind. That is the Shulchan Aruch's case of a sopik. By food, even though you said you're not eating anymore, does it still work that you can't change your mind? So in the Shulchan Aruch, the sopik, we don't know, there's no clear ruling on this actually. So you're stuck. The mice, you should not eat more bread because you've got yourself into a sopik. What to do? The best is to finish it. Either you hear hamboitsi from someone else. I mean, someone else is making hamboitsi at that time. That would help you. And you could be yoked with a bracha. Or, I said, what you can do is you can bench and then a chayyar wash again. So, look at Sweden, but there's nothing else you can do because you're stuck. You're stuck in such a case. There's no other alternative. If you want to carry on eating, there's no other alternative.
And the women?
We're exactly the same rule. In this case,
does we also care then? Say it also care eating.
What?
Is this what also say? It's also care eating.
Some say it's also, some say you can't carry eating because your mind still carries on. So you're stuck what to do. So my friend's going to show you what to do in this case. So you're type of stuck, what should I do?
I'm
saying the only solution really is to stop the meal, bench. Say, if you're going to hear hamboitsi from someone else, you've got no problem. That's a way out. Someone else makes hamboitsi for you, and you've got no problem. Say, it's not going to be very practical. It's not very common such a story like this. Say, the pass is what you should do is you should bench, and then start again.
Desserts is not always a problem, because if everybody's going to make a brocha, if it's cake, you're going to make a brocha, if it's ice, you're going to make a brocha, if it's
cake is fruit. Cake not always make a brocha, sometimes, yeah.
Oh, end of the meal. Yeah. Is pale is going to make a broth.
Yeah, so for after the drink, someone's decided that. Yeah, that's true. So someone's decided, I'm not having any more after makeovers. I'm not having any more whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then they bring in, let's say, chocolate or something. You're right, then it's got a little shaggy, isn't it? It's a bit shaggy.
Yeah.
So in that case, there's no problem type of in that case. But the case where you bring something, the marshal, let's say you've had some ice cream, you've had one ice cream, you make chocolate and ice cream, and then you decide, right, that's not having any more. And then you change your mind after that.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got a problem. So in that case, not so problematic, you could take something else, which was not included in ice cream, that's the marshal, that's sweet. So make sure I've done that. Oh, wait, someone else. Okay, all right, so we'll stop there. Yeah.